Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Nupur Raji, and I'm a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and the director of the Center for Multiple Myeloma at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. Today, I will be reviewing the data from a study looking at twice-weekly ixazomib plus lenalidomide dexamethasone in patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. This is data which is going to be presented here, which is the long-term follow-up data of patients who did not undergo a stem cell transplant. This is a triplet regimen which is being investigated in both transplant-eligible as well as ineligible patients. There were close to a little over 60 patients included in this study. Patients received lenalidomide and dexamethasone at the recommended doses with the addition of ixazomib, which was the phase one dose escalation. This was given on days 1, 4, 8, and 11, and the recommended phase two dose of ixazomib based on this trial results was 3 milligrams given twice weekly. What we saw in this patient population, whether they got transplanted or not, was a complete response rate of close to 30%, with an overall response rate in excess of 90%. We saw a very good partial response rate of close to 70% in these patients. What was reassuring to see was a progression-free survival of nearly 24 months in a transplant-ineligible patient population. Looking at the toxicity of this combination of an all-oral drug regimen, the toxicities were pretty expected toxicities. You saw some myelosuppression with both lenalidomide and ixazomib in combination with the dexamethasone. There was a little bit of neuropathy seen, and there were some skin-related toxicities. Importantly, patients did not really have to alter or modify doses of these except in about 26-27% of patients. What we also saw over time was an improvement in response rates in these patients, so that as patients went on to maintenance, which included only ixazomib maintenance, we saw that the overall response rate continued to improve in about 25% of patients. The overall survival of these patients is nearly 90%. Very importantly, when we looked at quality of life in this all-oral regimen in a transplant-ineligible patient population, we found that the quality of life in this patient was much improved, specifically when they were all on an oral regimen. This data demonstrates that the combination of ixazomib with lenalidomide and dexamethasone should be further studied in the newly diagnosed patient population. There are several ongoing phase 2 and phase 3 trials combining IRD either on a twice weekly regimen or on a once weekly regimen in combination with other monoclonal antibodies such as daratumumab to see whether or not we can improve response rates and translate into even better progression-free survivals. Thank you for viewing this activity.